We're now joined by head coach Chase Roberts of the Pattonsburg Panthers. An impressive performance last week for homecoming as Pattonsburg gets the 60-8 victory against the Norburn Pirates. This week, it is the test, I think, that's been circled for a while, at least in the fan base. I'm sure in the office, it's one game at a time, but the defending state champions on their field. Worth County, the opponent up at Grant City for Pattonsburg this week. Coach, how are you doing today?
Man, we're fired up. Like you said, big-time football game this Friday, and excited to get back on the field there for practice and get after it and be ready for a big game on the road this Friday night against Worth County.
Biggest thing I took out of just the moment in looking at your score from last week and kind of where I'd go with the interview is you gave up only 8. Yeah, you've outscored some people this year, but to give up only 8 in a victory, how big of a step was that for your defense last week?
Yeah, I played very physical, and you know, I know we get a lot of talk about throwing the ball and good quarterbacks and good receivers, but you know, we win games, we win up front, and our defensive line last week did a great job, and so that's where it all starts, and then from there, when those guys do the right thing, they free up our linebackers, free up our DBs to make plays, and so, you know, can't say enough about Clark Adler and Connor Ireland stepping in and playing nose guard for us, and then Jimmy Nolan and Big Dylan Gannon running in there at nose guard, and then Lane Hewitt and Blake Hewitt and Gavin Garrett, those three guys at senior playing defensive end, and Skylar Todd mixing in too. So those guys up front really doing a great job all night long, and that's what you know, again, when you win up front, you have a chance to shut people out, and we did that until the fourth quarter. So really proud of those guys and the way they played, and you know, defensively after getting whipped physically the week before against Stanbury, to be able to come back out against a good football team in Norburn and out physical them is a huge step for us and a good way to get back on track. You know, just playing good physical football and starting on defense. That's where we want to be. That's where we got to grow, and we did a good job last week. So proud of our guys for that and our coaching staff for rebounding and getting back after it. And again, playing physical and getting back on the board.
How fun was the homecoming, the whole homecoming experience, the week, the game over there last week, Coach?
Yeah, great crowd. And we've had a great crowd all year. And I can't say enough about our fans and our school for supporting us, and all three schools, I say school, you know, Pattonsburg, Gilman City, and North Harrison coming together. And, you know, it's really neat when you go on the road and people are fighting about football. But, you know, I don't know if we've ever had a crowd, even on the road, that was bigger than us. You know, we travel so well, and then to get to come home for homecoming, you know, it's a little chilly, so you have people sitting in their cars and bundled up in blankets and things, but had a huge crowd, and it's always fun, you know. Got some folks locally that donate fireworks and shoot off fireworks every time we score, and so we like that when there's popping going on and light shining. And so, yeah, just a really fun night and a big night for our kids and our communities to come together. North Harrison Band comes and plays along with our band. He plays every home game, obviously. And so, you know, just an exciting night, a fun time for the kids and all that goes with homecoming to get a win. And then, you know, they get to go and have fun at the dance and all that stuff. So just a really cool night to be a young man in Pattonsburg and to be a part of what's been a really special year so far, and let's keep that going.
So, Worth County, I'm sitting there looking at their scores, and as I said, they won state last year, and they look awfully impressive this year. It looks like King City gave them, at least in the last month, the most competitive game, but they've been in a lot of clock runners and you know, lopsided second halves and those things. So one of the things I'm sure you're looking at this week is let's get this game to the second half, and let's see if we can get ourselves a chance over the final two quarters.
Yeah, you know, they do a great job, and they got a lot of really good football players, and that, you know, that's what makes good coaches good is having good players. And so, you know, I think that coaches and those kids, you know, do a lot of different things really, and a lot of formations and stuff, and have some really good players up front that run the ball well in the backfield and can throw it too. They just don't have to because they're just so powerful running the ball. But they can do whatever they want to do, and then defensively, they're just big and strong and hit you, and their defensive coordinator does a good job of doing some different things, and I know they're going to bring some different matchups for us defensively and run some different looks that we haven't seen. And so it's exciting to get to play a good team. And then, like you said, it's you know, it's hard to scout someone who hasn't played a full game, but twice this year, I guess two or three times this year out of 6 games. And so, you know, they haven't been tested for 4 quarters and haven't really been stopped all year. You know, King City got a few stops, and they maybe had a little bit of struggles early in the year against Bedford. We were able to still win that one by 50 points. So, yeah, really good football team. And yeah, you got to make it to the distance to beat any good team. And that's what it's going to take this Friday, is to, you know, slow them down on defense and keep scoring on offense and try to turn it into a street fight, you know. And it's going to take 4 quarters to do that. And we got to put, you know, we got to put, and two, we've only played really one game that went the full length as far as playing, your number one the whole game. And so we've got to have that test too. And the one that did go four quarters, we got kicked pretty good in the fourth quarter. So we need to go out for ourselves so that we can play four quarters against a really good football team too. So I'm excited for that and to see what we can do matching up and again turn it into a street fight and get after it and have some fun for four quarters and play a full football game Friday night.
So it looks like there's Worth County and there's also Stanbury in whatever order you want to put him in, and then you're trying to knock off one of them and get into that discussion. So the latest challenges this week, Coach, as far as one Stanbury and then two Worth County, is the challenge pretty similar Worth County this week to what it was a couple of weeks ago going to Stanbury?
You know, they're both very talented and well coached, and I have a lot of respect for both coaches. And the kids do a good job, and they play hard in their football communities, and so they expect to win, and they should. You know, they've had Worth County hasn't had a close game in 2 years, and so they're really good. And I think that it's the same in that sense of tradition, and they do just a good job. But I think that it's different in a sense of. Worth County is bigger, and I would say overall team speed faster. And so having to match up with that speed is different. And then offensively, they run the ball, but they do have a lot of different looks. Different scheme, different style of play. More of a spread power running game as opposed to Stanbury just being more just this is what they're going to do. Two or three formations, Worth County going to do a few different things on offense and mix it up a little bit and make you try to line up and match their numbers and things. And so, different in that way, but still just, a bunch of really good football players, probably a little bit bigger than Stanbury and maybe even team speed a little faster. But we got to match that with our speed and play physical football and just be more physical. That's what happened against Stanbury. We got out physical, and in Worth County, will hit you in the mouth too. And so we got to play better physical football, and that's what you do to win games. And, it may rain, and it's going to be a little cooler as the season goes on. So we got to step it up defensively. And get some stops and create turnovers. We can't drop picks, can't let fumbles go the other way, and again make plays against a really talented team, which is what it comes down to, just competing. And when you play a really good team, you got to compete even more. So that's what we got to do Friday night.
Yeah. Did you feel like, Coach, even though the Stanbury game didn't go the way you wanted to, it was closer than the final score indicates. I know they got some points late on you, but did going through the experience of playing a game of, the people, there are games on your schedule that they just have more pop to them. And, certainly when you play a team of, sure. Stanbury's caliber or of Worth County's caliber, there's just going to be just more hype. Did you feel like going through the first time, is it going to make your team better in the long run? Or what are the lessons that you hope that the guys took from Stanbury into the game this week?
Yeah, I think that, we have to be able to go and compete. And I think that's what it's all about, for Stanbury. We can pat ourselves on the back. We play with them for two and a half quarters, but, to win a football game, you got to play four. And, we've got to be able to go do that Friday night. And I think that, just growing from that, of seeing that, man, we did get wore down in the fourth quarter, and we did let it get away from us, later in the third quarter even. And so I wouldn't even say we really were in the game in the fourth quarter at all, but definitely early in the third quarter in the game and having momentum and then just kind of let it slip away. And so, all those are just growing pains for us of being a team that's not used to being there and the kids that are learning to compete, learning to expect to win. I don't think we've grown in that. I think last week, again, coming off a loss, having a great week of practice, coming out and executing well Friday night, and obviously we weren't perfect, but played a good game and a good solid game at home with all the distractions of homecoming. And now this week to come back out again and, like you said, having the pop of the schedule and the big game with the lights and the excitement from the families and the fans and the school and the kids, all that, being able to take all that and then channel that towards some positive energy of just doing the right thing time and time again and playing the game. We know how to play the game and staying calm. And then, again, just wanting to compete, expecting yourself to make the plays. I think we've grown up a lot, and I think Stanbury helped that, even though, again, it didn't end like we wanted to. I think that was a big step for us to get to play a challenging game. And then now, again, to get to do that again this Friday. I'm really excited to see how our kids respond. I think it's going to be good. So I think we bounced back well from Stanbury. The kids understand more of what it takes now. And, again, just a chance to show that again Friday night against a good football team, one of the best teams in the state. And we think we're up there too. And so a chance to show that and to continue to improve and believe in ourselves and believe in each other that we can play against anybody and compete.
Yeah, and the more I look at these district standings, Coach, you got three teams, including yours, that are all 5-1. You got 42 points. Southwest Livingston has 41, and North Shelby has 40.39. And I know that you like your pedigree of playing in the Grand River Conference, and I agree with you on that. But winning, playing well is going to be important down the stretch here to try to get that number one seed.
Yeah, you know, we do control our destiny right now. You know, we're in the one spot, and Southwest Livingston is, and North Shelby are right there with us with one loss. And so, you know, we control our destiny again. We win, and we get the chance to be a top seed in district. But it wouldn't matter if we were 0-5, we'd still want to win the next three games. You know, and so it's we don't talk to our kids about that. And as a coach, you care and you watch and you run the numbers and all those things. But it's exciting to know you have a chance to get a first-round bye, or, you know, and get a week to heal up and get the kids to relax and let them go deer hunting or, you know, whatever it is they want to do, play ping pong, whatever it might be, and then come back out fresh and ready to go for a district run. But, you know, again, we just want to keep the year small and focus on this week. And, the biggest game of the year is always the next game, and so we got a huge one this week. And, but we know that if we take care of business, you know, we have a chance to get – one of those upper seeds and get a bye and get healed up and get kids that are banged up fresh and ready to go. And so obviously, you know, that's a huge, huge plus for us, but you got to win the game this week and keep doing that, keep focusing on that. But it is exciting to look forward and see that we put ourselves in a place where we can succeed, and we have succeeded, and just to keep that rolling, you know, and to keep doing the right thing and know that when you do the right thing that, it's just going to keep getting better and better for you as a team, and the good things are going to come.
5-1 record for Pattonsburg, have two games left in the Grand River Conference. Of course, the big one coming up at Worth County this week, then on the 19th for senior night, hosting Albany. And Pattonsburg is very hopeful that will not be the last home game at Pattonsburg. In fact, it's pretty good chances it won't be, but that will be the last regular season game. Next week, a team out of Leawood, Kansas City East Christian, will be the opponent over at Pattonsburg. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Big game this week. Good luck up at Worth County on Friday night.
Hey, everybody, bring your poncho and come to Grant City. We'd love to have you there, 7:00. Go Panthers.